Hello and welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? Thank you so much for joining us this week. If you want the podcast to be weekly, you can join us on Patreon.
Yeah, so if you join us on Patreon, that means you get an extra episode every other week. So that gives you 4 episodes a month.
Yeah.
Well, one every week, you know what I mean?
They know what you mean. Yeah. And it's only, I think the bottom tier is £3.60, and we'd really appreciate it. It means we can keep the podcast going, and it means I will cry less.
I hope not. We need her to keep crying for this podcast to keep going. So it's a balancing act between you giving us a bit of cash to help us keep it going and Harriet keeping on crying. So
I'll be able to afford tissues this way, though, so it'll make it easier.
It's a tissue game.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. This is this kind of stuff that if I had in my house would just stress me out.
It's the kind of stuff that brings me joy every single morning when it's just I wake up.
Little.
Okay, we're recording now.
So I don't mind like nice furniture. I like that. But like little trinkets like that.
Okay, firstly, it's not little. It's actually quite substantial.
Have we started?
Yeah, we've started. We're just talking about my Christmas deer. It's not a reindeer. It's a Christmas deer. And you know it's for Christmas because it has a red bow. Next question.
But this is the kind of thing, though, where you look at it and assume you found it. Like, no one would think you'd go on Amazon and buy this.
You went on Amazon and bought it.
No, Paper Chase.
Paper Chase
sell
that.
Really nice Christmas decorations. This is also from Paper Chase.
I envy that you for having the sort of aesthetic sense to know that these two things go together.
They do. Doesn't it create like a winter wonderland experience?
It does. Well, it's quite white in here. This is the new house.
Yeah.
Is the rat house.
It's not. We're not calling it the rat house. There's a rat room where the rats gather.
Okay.
But the rest of it,
are they still gathering?
Is rat free. We don't think so. We're going to do a rat update.
Yeah, rat update.
Rat update. We're in a cold war with the rats. That's what's happened. We haven't heard or seen from them in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But we still feel like we're living under threat. Sometimes.
The scars of war always remain, yeah, don't they?
Every day, a piece of plastic will move or a piece of cardboard will fall over. And I go, gah!
He's got rat TSD.
I genuinely have like short-term PTSD from rats.
Did you say rat TSD?
Yeah, what? Rat TSD. It's like PTSD, but for rats.
It's rat trauma. Yeah.
Why do you say it like it's...
Rat traumatic.
First of all, you say it like it's so clever.
It doesn't make sense.
No, I don't say it like it's so clever. I just say it like it's a real thing. Because it is a real thing. It's like PTSD, but specifically for rats.
Well,
rat
PTSD can be for rats. It can be for anything.
Yeah, but this is specific. This is like a subsection of PTSD. Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? The Christmas special with our guest, my husband.
And the rat king.
The rat king.
Bobby Mayer.
Me.
I get the feeling you're not going to have like an enjoyable episode this
Why?
Week. I just think we're both going to gang up on you.
I feel like we've been getting on so well, and then I feel like as soon as Sunil or anyone comes into the house, then you turn on me.
I haven't turned on you. The thing is, we do get along well until there's someone I get along better with here.
You want to impress them by being mean to me.
I want to impress them.
Yeah, he wants to impress you.
I think you do the same as well, though.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Okay, do I? How?
I can't really.
No, I've been so nice to you.
Last time you were at Sunil's house, you refused to take off your shoes as a power move.
I know, I felt bad about that, but sometimes you just have to. We've been watching The Sopranos, and sometimes you just have to give out power.
Do you know how he got into, like, for that role, he put a pebble in his shoe. Have you heard that story?
Oh, I know.
He put a pebble in his shoe so he'd be constantly angry. And then he went in and did the show.
I love him.
I think he's the best actor ever.
And I think I won't hear a bad word about Tony Soprano. I think he's actually nice.
I thought you meant the actor, not the character.
Okay, yeah, no. I haven't so far. The problem is, we started watching The Sopranos because I said, is it scary? And somebody said, oh, I'm just trying to think about the... And I was like, I'm not good with that violence or anything. I was like, is there any violence? And they said, there is one moment in the series. So then I watched it. Absolutely very violent, I
it's
would
very
say,
violent, but
continuously.
It's like...
But what did you think a show about mobsters would be?
I thought it was more about like the day-to-day life of a mobster,
so
but like just like more about
is.
The... It is, but I thought it'd be more about like the romance or like where they get their outfits from or something like that.
You
I
never
didn't
know
was...
where they get their outfits from. They never do that, do they?
We haven't That's got that true. Far, I don't know.
No, they do go to Starbucks in the pilot,
do they?
Don't they?
I can't remember.
In the first episode, they go to Starbucks. And then get really annoyed at the appropriation of Italian culture.
I think I
do remember.
Steal
that.
A mocha pot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that bit.
And then they call it butt fucks.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that. I think I was asleep. Early on, I did fall asleep quite a bit. But now I'm really into it.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because when you're on a podcast and you're waiting for someone to speak, you look at them to feel connected to the conversation.
You're leading us.
You were about to speak, so I waited.
Well, no, I wasn't about to speak, though. I was just thinking about The Sopranos.
Okay. Well, this is a Christmas episode.
Yeah, Christmas Sopranos. Have they ever done a Christmas special?
I don't think it's that kind of show.
No. It's not like Christmas. So no.
Everyone wearing Christmas jumpers.
Tony chokes a mobster to death and realizes the true meaning of Christmas.
Then Jingle Bells
while
starts.
Cutting his body into pieces.
No, he kills a Santa. That was what it would be. It would be a Santa in a mall. And then
he has to be Santa. And by being Santa after killing Santa, he realizes Christmas is about children.
Yeah. That's nice.
For the kids.
That could be, it could be a spec script you can write.
No.
So, okay. I think this is going to be our permanent podcast studio from now on.
Whoa.
No?
Yeah, no, yeah, it's right, good. Yeah.
It's good for you.
Hey, it's your house.
I know, it's very handy, but I thought, Sunil, I thought you didn't like traveling here. So that's why I'm surprised. I'm pleased, but I'm surprised because I thought you...
It's a better space.
Yeah. But your place is good for now. We can take it in turns.
There's a lot of kit to lug down, but I'm fine with it. Right.
But I think we're going to get a light and then it's going to change everything. Yeah.
Are you listening to the podcast? Are you enjoying? We call this admin chat. Let's talk about where the podcast will be recorded. Please pay us on Patreon to listen about where the podcast will be recorded.
We take it very seriously.
We'll debate.
Yeah.
Whose house should we do it at? Next on Why Is Harriet Crying? She's crying because Sunil wanted to do it at his house. Dun, dun, dun. Interesting drama.
This is a real BTS episode, isn't it?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Behind the scenes.
Oh, behind the scenes episode. Yeah, really behind the scenes. I got you donuts, Christmas donuts.
I don't
donuts.
Get how they're Christmas themed, though.
Okay. What is that, Sunil?
Terry's chocolate orange.
No, next to it.
One of the wise men.
Father Christmas.
Okay.
A small chocolate Father Christmas. Gold.
Gold.
Yeah, I just held it up for everyone to see. And then that is a Christmas reindeer. Can you see it has... eyes and
it's a red
a good
hole, effort. It is
and then
good
it
effort.
Has reindeer hooves, antlers.
Okay, yeah.
So
it,
yeah,
but this is like it doesn't really feel like Christmas yet around London.
I've done everything I can to make
but
this feel
this
Christmassy.
House is very Christmassy.
Whoa,
let me finish my sentence.
Sorry,
yeah.
Well, have and you then, been into actual London? Because we went into London and it was very quiet. But the lights were on, so Carnaby Street looks lovely.
Okay.
Outside the Ivy, they have a very nice, like, pastel-y display.
Yeah, okay.
You would love it.
The thing is, before this year, I never liked Christmas. But it turns out, if you have a year where the world sucks every other bit of joy from you, then Christmas is all right.
It's the one thing that you've
got. Like, it only took me having no other outlets or chances for fun or joy that I can find any joy in this shitty little tree.
Okay, this is the tree. There's only one of your trees. You've got two trees.
We've got another tree. Yeah, okay, we went and got
one. That's not a tree.
From...
That isn't a tree.
It is a tree. No. What shape is
it?
It's a piece of metal wrapped around
no,
a piece of
it's
plastic.
A tree.
Is your tree a real tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
I made Bobby carry it.
Have you got a photo of Bobby carrying it? Like a traditional Christmas
no,
story?
No, I think if she
he
took
was
a
too
photo.
Grumpy. I wasn't
that. Actually, I was quite chipper
no,
during
you
a walk.
Took it. You took it very well. You did carry it like Jesus on the cross, though. You did this with your neck, and then you, like the way that you did it, I think is going to cause permanent
there's
damage.
A,
no, what were you
a,
doing? He, no, what were you doing?
Oh, I was.
Carrying a cake.
I was carrying a cake.
The thing
and
is,
that was actually quite stressful, and I did nearly drop the cake, actually, so I did very well.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. It was fine. It was... the thing is, when you're carrying it, Harry keeps saying, do you want me to carry it? But you don't mean it, because you can't carry the tree.
I could carry the tree. No, I actually, if you load me up well, we know this.
If
I
you
can,
load me up well,
I can carry
like a
many
mule.
Things, like a donkey.
Like buckaroo.
Like I actually can carry more than you'd think, because I am very good at placing things around myself.
Are you?
And and carrying them. Well, I mean, he's very rude about it, but I've helped Sean McLaughlin move twice.
He
and
hated
both times,
that. He hated that
yes,
whole process.
But both times I was very useful, and I'd say, load me up, and then I could carry all the stuff. And
no, he said,
good.
Why did I agree to do it?
No, he said, what did I do wrong in my life that meant this is the person that's helping me move?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was very helpful, and I'm actually very helpful when we move.
Harriet, we had movers. You didn't do anything.
No, I did. I was good at carrying. You know this about me. Just admit that I'm good at carrying multiple things.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
That you have arms and a head? I don't know what you're trying to say.
Some people, they say, oh, I'll just carry two bags and then I'll go back and get the others. I will carry all seven bags at the same time.
I see what you mean.
I'll load up my arms and then I'll maybe like
But I think
one.
That's in the way of like, that's a cry for help when you do that.
Yeah. Percentage-wise, when you do load up like a little donkey lady, how often do you drop all the shit on the ground and break it?
Things get broken. I'm not good at being patient, I think, is the problem. I don't want to make three trips. I want to do it all in one trip, even if that trip is agony.
And it breaks everything.
And I break everything. Yeah.
But your bags that you own are just absurd. Your bags are just silly bags.
That's why?
That don't hold things properly.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Fluffy bags.
It's so annoying. Whenever you buy a
You don't even own a bag, so that's rude.
You know what I'm talking about. When you buy
all your bags are my bags.
When you buy a backpack.
Yeah.
It holds one book.
Yeah, but then I have another bag. I have a tote bag,
yeah,
so I put
bag.
That in there.
But you could just
and then I have a cross bag, and then I have things easily accessible. I mean.
You could just
like
get
none of these bags. A three-tier bag system.
You could just get one giant backpack, and then all your stuff would fit in the backpack,
but
and it would be easy
need
to
any
carry.
Of this stuff.
You
she
can be robbed easily
stuff.
From a backpack, and that's why you should have a carry bag where you have a passport and a phone easily accessible in case I want to go somewhere or I need to escape. Then you have a bag there.
Going on the lam?
And you have a tote bag for stuff that you don't need from the backpack, but you don't need to be as easily accessible as the front carry bag.
This is insane. We've had days.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
We've had days where I'll leave the house with a coat.
Yeah.
And we're going to the same place and coming back at the same time, 8 hours maybe, round trip. And Harriet will leave with a giant tote bag full of things, yeah. And then a small bag, and then a backpack. And it's like, how is it that I need nothing and you need
three
bags?
But I'm prepared for anything.
But you don't...
That's not true.
Yeah.
But I have things that...
It's all liquids.
Yeah, a lot of it is liquid-based.
Little drinks for you.
Little drinks.
And
yeah,
bottles.
Cups, snacks.
Yeah. What is this?
Snacks.
Little snacks.
But my food is quite specific, so I need to be prepared to have food throughout the day. And also,
okay.
I get dizzy if I don't eat every few hours.
If you were hungry... That's not...
That is true. Bobby's
you're
actually
not,
got a
you
good
haven't
impression
got hyper-
of it.
Glycemia.
I think I do.
She just has weakness. I don't know if it's a disease.
I get dizzy every few
hours. Physical weakness.
What was it you were saying about if I went to the moon?
I mean, if Harriet went to the moon, here's what happens. Like, it's amazing. She's on the moon. First woman to walk on the moon, even.
Well done.
And,
thank you very much.
Let's say we go to the moon. We get out. We're on the moon. There's an alien. This is so exciting. Let's go talk to the alien. Harriet says, when's lunch? Wait, what do you mean, when's lunch? Harriet, we're on the moon. There's an alien. Harriet would genuinely not want to speak to this alien until we have clarified the lunch time, what is for lunch, and where will we be eating lunch?
I don't understand why other people don't take this more seriously.
Because
I can't
food's
imagine
everywhere,
going
I guess,
through my day
it?
Without, for you maybe, but not for me.
But if you,
that's
if you
a lie.
Had,
you
if,
can get what
yeah,
you...
If you had no food on your person... Could you go into a newsagent and buy something to eat?
Yes.
Yes, but it would be crisps, and that would only last me so long.
Yeah,
that would give me an hour or two, and then
wouldn't
I need
give you
to
an
find
hour. It's not a computer
meal.
Game. You're not like even a duck.
The thing is, I cannot. I've had days I'll like not eat for a day.
Yeah.
Not often, but yeah, and
impossible.
I can function for that day.
I get
you're
dizzy,
unusual in that
dizzy
respect.
By 11.
A lot of people would feel a little bit hungry and get panicky.
I still might feel that, but I can carry
it. If you
Harriet
go through it, yeah.
Could not.
I'll sit on the ground.
Yeah. Give up.
And I also, I can't, I need a hot meal. So it's not just,
you don't
I couldn't
need
just,
a
I
do.
She needs a...
I can't have something cold for,
what?
Maybe for one thing, but I couldn't have a cold
what a
lunch
precious
and
little
a cold
flower.
Dinner.
Oh, God, no, you mustn't.
What would happen?
I'd be tired.
No, you would be tired.
And I'd feel, I need something, you need something warm and substantial.
You would have hated... I went to Wales this week to do some work, and it was they stopped serving food at 5 p.m. everywhere.
I couldn't. I would.
So
see,
you have to plan
I would be
your
very
dinner
prepared. I would already have done
and
that.
And then keep it in your hotel room.
I would already have done that. But do they have like delivery there?
No.
Oh no! If I had got caught out,
middle of nowhere, I had to buy two Snickers bars and just see them out over the day, like after I got back. So from 4 till 11, I had a couple of Snickers.
That Harriet would cry. There'd be tears.
4 p.m. to 11 p.m. What do you have at 11 p.m.?
Well, sweet. I mean, but in that, I went to bed. Whereas you'd have been up and about just like,
I wouldn't have been able to sleep. No, I wouldn't.
But there's nowhere to get, there's no, the kitchen's shut. You're not allowed to serve food after.
The thing is, though, I would always be able to find a way. I just
but there's no one about it. It's this tiny little village in the middle of Snowdonia.
I would have found a way.
You'd have knocked on every door.
I would have knocked on a door, or I would have had to call somebody. Like, I would have... I think you didn't try very hard, so that's on you. I would have found a way. Or I would have brought enough snacks. Well, there is a way.
Yeah, you can knock on every door and say, give me some food, and someone will eventually give you some food.
No, I would find a pizza delivery place.
You can't. I'm saying there's no...
No, there's always a pizza delivery place.
Yeah, but then you got to get...
It's illegal.
Yeah. They shut. It's the tier system there. They shut all the food places down.
Oh, my God. Did they warn you in advance?
Yeah.
Before you took the job.
So then it's on you?
You're not taking the job.
No.
I would have taken the job, but I would have brought... I would have... If,
yeah.
As long as I knew, if I hadn't have known...
Well, the first day I got there and I got lucky and I was like, can I get a takeaway? And they're like, oh, kitchen's about to shut. And I just snuck in and got a burger. Otherwise, I'd have got off the train and had nothing.
Yeah, but I couldn't have done it. I'd have had to go back again. You were on the trains. You couldn't drive.
Here's another thing Harry wants to say to me. She says, Bobby, January 5th, 2039. I said, yes. You'll be turning 53. I said, okay.
Yeah.
What do you want for lunch?
No, I never said that. That was a fake thing you just said.
Does she cook your lunch, though?
No, but
I do cook your lunches very often, actually.
But I will. You just offer.
What did you cook for lunch today?
I didn't cook for him today. But I've brought donuts, but you're not allowed to eat them yet because it's a bit off-putting if you eat it on camera.
I think it's all right to eat.
People don't want to see you eat. No. No, you just have to look at them.
That's quite rude, actually, to put donuts in front of...
They're part of the tablescape, the Christmas tablescape. You can have some shortbread.
When did you turn into the no fun?
Yeah.
Wow.
I agree.
This is like no fun. To put donuts in front of someone and not let
them eat. I'm just thinking of other people. I'm just thinking, if I was listening to someone, and then you, because you do eat with your mouth open.
Elliot can edit it out.
Stop trying to make Elliot do extra work.
I'll do it if you want to have a donut.
No, I don't.
Elliot, don't be a people pleaser. Stand up to him.
No, it's okay.
Elliot, are you upset, Elliot? That's so mean. Yeah, so, you can look at them. You can choose which one you want.
So, you guys already talked about the rats when I wasn't on the podcast, right?
Yeah, we haven't.
I just want to be clear. What did you tell the world about the situation?
Did we only talk about the rats on the Patreon? So people haven't heard, the rat episode is on the Patreon, I believe. Yeah, so don't know about the rats. So
quick recap,
the full story is on the Patreon.
40 minutes later.
We moved into place.
This place.
Disturbed a rat's nest, had to move out. Bless you. It was very stressful. There were rats in the walls. A rat ran over Bobby's foot.
You moved out.
We immediately moved out.
For a week. Because they were screaming in the walls.
Yeah.
You've never known anything like
it.
I'm not having a go.
I'm saying
you couldn't tell if they were in the room or in the walls.
You're acting like
we
overreacted.
I'm not saying you overreacted. And then they moved in to a hotel around the corner from me.
Yeah.
For a few days. And then eventually sorted it out.
Yeah.
We would have liked to have stayed with you, but there wasn't really an offer.
Wasn't really an offer.
Well, actually, a lot of people did offer. This is something that I brought up with Sunil, because people did offer, but then it was very quiet on Sunil's end. He did, when I said, I found it offensive you didn't offer, he did then offer, but it was too late.
Would you have liked us to stay with you for a week?
Yeah, that would have been nice. But I just don't think you'd have liked it. It's cold downstairs.
I like being with you.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Anyway, we got a rat man round. We talk about more in the podcast about the kid that turned up with the air pellet rifle. And then we got a rat expert, and then he has been round twice, loves finding rats, comes very highly recommended. But it's still stressful. We still slightly live in fear. One thing that did happen was, I don't think I told you this, when it was like peak rat gate and the rats were screaming in the walls and a rat ran over Bobby's foot and we had to throw things into a bag to escape and it was getting dark at the dead of night. Then we heard a noise.
Had you eaten?
No, because you couldn't eat.
She hadn't even eaten at this point.
I had to tape up all the cupboards because in case I had to cut off the food supply.
So no food for you?
No. And so Bobby, then we heard a noise and Bobby pushed me in front of him. To protect himself from the rat.
that's a film. The fallout from that.
I did.
Yeah. You know you did.
It's like
you know
Majora,
what you did.
Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
When the dad runs away from the family in the avalanche.
I wanted to be safe. And I thought,
I my instinct was to jump backwards.
Primal.
You grabbed my arm and I was like, what is happening? What is
so what was it that what was it that made you jump? Was it a rat?
The squeaking of the rat. And then I jumped backwards and grabbed onto Harriet's arm while I jumped out of
fear.
But
you moved me toward... You moved me... my body towards... In front of your body.
It
so
feels
that a rat
like...
would... you know what you did.
That's basically admitting to it by laughing at
you. Yeah, but you can tell exactly what you did.
I was very
ashamed
brave.
Of himself.
I was very brave many times during this situation.
You had dealt with most of the rat issues.
All the other issues. In that moment, I wanted Harriet to deal with it. So I was sick of being the brave one. I had my brave... Also, the level of panic I was at. Her crying and sobbing.
I sobbed on the sofa.
Sobbing took my anxiety from like very high.
It was chaos.
So the reason I was so... If she hadn't have gotten so anxious, I would have been fine. I would have been actually pretty calm and just packed and left.
Yeah.
Her constant... crying made me so anxious that I got to a point where I threw her at a rat. So you did this to yourself.
Have you learned your lesson, Harriet?
Absolutely not. And everyone has been so unhelpful. Every comic I tell about it, they say, oh yeah, I heard that they bite people's faces while they sleep. Or
I don't know if it's true, but I told someone that it jumped on you while you're on the toilet.
No, I was worried it was going to plop on my head
while
I was on the toilet.
I said it came out from a hole above your head and jumped on you.
God, the rumors have got around. It's growing like mad.
What's weird is like if you let's say you had a child and sadly that child passed and you told
Hear me out.
Yeah. And you told someone that, they wouldn't go, oh, that's crazy. My friend's kid, but with rats.
Yeah.
It's a good analogy because it is exactly the same.
It's
a good analogy. It's completely similar.
Rats.
Yeah.
People tell you the worst thing they've ever heard about a rat.
Yeah, and it's not helpful.
So if you say, oh, we had rats. Then they go, man, my friend had rats and he woke up. This happened yesterday. Told me yesterday. And there was a rat.
Bobby, don't tell me. I don't want to hear it.
On the light fixture and he woke up and it fell onto him.
What on earth is it doing up there?
I had to convince myself they couldn't climb. My mum told me they can't climb stairs.
Well,
that's not as well.
Well, there's roof rats. They live in roof.
They live up in the roof above your head.
What? My mum told me they can't go in roofs.
Is that true?
Yes.
Your mum just lied to you. To make you calm. And she knew. When she told you that, she knew she was lying.
Surely there'd be loads of rats on the farm. Like, that's where they live, isn't it?
Yeah, my dad said, they do kind of get around. Yeah, and they're trying, get near the chickens.
Trying to get near the chickens.
They find chickens really comforting.
Well, that's Ratgate.
Yeah,
so Ratgate.
Since we moved back in, we haven't seen... We've heard a noise, a couple of noises, but I think that is normal to hear a noise.
I got to talk about when you did cry, though. It was like...
I was so upset. It had been a real journey, and it felt like we had two wonderful days where we'd moved in, and it just felt like such an exciting, brilliant time. And then we disturbed a rat's nest, and it just...
Is that a technical term for it, rat's nest?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, sorry to pick you up on that. You've said it a few times, just didn't really know if it was the right thing.
Anyway, I was like, no one's going to want to come over because they're going to be like, I don't want to go to the rat house and see the rats. Like, do you feel nervous here?
No, I don't at all. It feels really homely. It feels lovely. Yeah.
Great, thank you.
We built a good home.
So we worked really hard trying to get rid of the rat vibe.
There was no rat. I'm sure there was no rat vibe.
You weren't here. There was a real rat vibe. It was quite ratty. Like, once you've had rats, you'll understand what it's like. And you have to get rid of the rat vibe.
I don't think you'll ever shake that feeling off, will you? That there are rats about.
Yes, Sunil. That was what it was. It was like, I don't want to constantly just be thinking about rats every time I'm alone.
Is it good to dredge this up for the podcast?
When we ever think about selling this house, can we delete these episodes?
Yeah, but rats are pretty much everywhere in London.
Yeah,
just
I feel
unlucky.
Like the amount we've said. Let's say someone was thinking, I want to buy
this.
Rat's
nest is a bad phrase.
Let's say someone was thinking,
yeah.
I want to buy this house. Then they list the episode, they hear rat. I don't know if
this will be your forever home, though.
Yeah. We did speak to the neighbours and they've never had a rat in 20 years.
Great. Because they're all down here having a nice time.
No.
This is like
the
rat
this
house.
Is where
yeah, but we've got rid of them. We've cut off their food supply.
They're
we haven't
gone.
Seen a rat. Have you seen a rat since you've been here?
I want to say you,
don't
but
do that.
No.
I hate that noise. Anyway.
I did, actually. I didn't tell you, Harriet, but a couple nights ago I did hear them.
Bobby, please. That's the most horrible thing you could say to me.
No, I just didn't. I thought this would be... I didn't tell you.
Bobby, are you joking?
Oh, dear.
Bobby doesn't get a donut. Well...
Because he heard a rat.
Yeah, because he heard a rat, and he told me about it. Why would you tell me about it? Are you actually being serious, Bobby?
I just.
Bobby, please. Are you being serious? Are you being serious?
I'm not going to not tell you.
Bobby, are you serious? Tell me now if you're serious or not.
Just heard some squeaking.
Bobby, fuck off. Are you serious?
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you, you psycho. You're so look easy.
Oh, it's so stressful living in a rat house. Oh, it really is stressful.
But sure. I talk about the thing is, I was reading all these articles how to get rid of rat. Yeah. You know, they'd say like poison, whatever. And then one of the suggestions was get an owl. But I'm like, I'm way more afraid of owls than I am rats.
You're afraid of owls?
Okay.
How are you afraid of owls? Owls are lovely.
They're, you know what they do to survive? How they eat? They eat rats.
Yeah.
And perfect. Mice. Yeah, but Harriet, that means they could also eat a cat.
Do owls eat cats?
Big owl could probably
Google
eat a cat.
Elliot.
Are you serious?
Probably.
So, anyways, but this article.
You said that with such authority.
Google it, Elliot.
Elliot just went. Nope.
I've never done that Google before. It. I've never done that before. Anyway. So
Elliot just said no. So it was really funny. It was really undermining when you said Google that, Elliot. And then he went, nah.
I didn't. I just I felt an urge, and then but this. But the, no, if I was in a room with a rat, I could kill a rat. You just stomp on the rat. It's done.
Just stomp it right out.
Like a
well,
rat.
Then how come when a rat ran over your foot, you didn't stomp on it?
Because
you
I was
Harriet in front of me.
No, that was a different time.
All right, sorry.
That was earlier in the day. To be fair, he'd had to deal with a lot of rat stuff while I sobbed on the sofa. And so
yeah, she sat and sobbed while I cleaned up rat shit and tried to find the rat.
Just face down on the sofa sobbing. We'd moved
well,
into a
over
rat
there,
house.
The nice sofa.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a good team player you were. So... But I could kill a rat easily. I could easily look.
A cat.
Owls can eat cats.
And do they? Oh my God, Isla can never go outside again.
They can also catch it and fly away with it.
But how the fuck is an owl going to eat a cat? Its mouth is tiny. It's like a little beak.
They can catch. They'll just nibble it to death, like that.
Oh,
Greek...
the cat won't run away.
No, well, you know talent, that. No, talent. Have you ever? They'll tie them up. Have you ever heard that
they'll
Greek myth where
they
tie them to the Greek myth where they tie them to
the
cliffs and then they peck at them every day
that's
and then
myth.
They get.
I don't think that's owls, sweetie.
No, it's not owls. It's a
it's not
bigger
Greek
bird.
Owls.
And it's also
what
a myth.
What bird is it, Elliot? I didn't mean Google. I just meant. No,
it's not.
It's
a myth. It means it's not true.
But it's based on fact.
Myths are not based on.
But what I'm saying is
okay. The Bible that's based on fact. Jesus, it was a real man.
Oh right.
What is happening? How did we get here? How do we get here?
Eagles nibble them while they're tied to the mountains. Anyway,
I know
eagles. That. I'm saying Isla cannot go outside now in case an owl swoops away with her.
No, but. All I was saying was that I could kill a rat, but if an owl came in, I don't know if I could take an owl. It would fly in my head and I would be a fucking very terse battle.
You're scared of owls. Have owls ever turned on humans, Elliot?
Owls are nice.
If I was in a
owls
room
are
with
lovely.
An owl. But they kill cats.
I have
but
killed
But you're not
an
a cat. You're all right.
But you're thinking of trained owls. So that's like a trained rat is nice.
Okay.
So you're thinking of an owl in a zoo or an owl.
In an owl sanctuary.
Okay,
yeah,
Elliot's got an answer.
Only if you attack their young.
Yeah.
If you attack an owl's young, they'll
attack
you.
Which you will.
We can't stop him.
What do you
we
think we've done
him.
To these rats? We came in and we fucked with their young.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what you did. You killed a rat family.
Oh my God. Do you think they're going to come back? Like armed?
Well, no, they're dead. God.
Hopefully.
Well, we don't know. We haven't found. We moved back in, and there wasn't a rat to be found.
Didn't the rat catcher just kill him and take him away?
No, they haven't killed any.
We haven't seen any. One ran out the front door, and an old woman shouted, "That was a rat!"
I remember in an old office I used to work in years ago, they had the rat catcher around, and he just put sticky strips between like where he thought they'd be, and then he said, "Don't come in before 9 a.m."
And did you?
No.
Oh.
Because he'd come in and just hammer the shit out of them.
So they get stuck on the
They street. Got stuck and then you just hammer their heads in. That's his job. That's his fucking job. He does that every day. He loves it.
Would you do it?
I've done it. I've killed a mouse with a hammer.
Did you tell the story already?
No. You've heard the story, haven't you? When I
yeah, you had a joke about it.
What? It was a fun joke.
It was a very, like, I don't know if fun's the right word, but it was very vivid.
So what? Yeah. But the, yeah, with those sticky traps, you've then got to kill them because otherwise they try and gnaw off their arms and legs.
No, you don't. You have a humane trap and then you take them on the bus over 3 miles away and then you let them free in a park.
Is that what you did with these rats? Or
no,
just...
that's you can't do that with rats, with mice. Why can't rats you do it with are rats? Different.
Why?
Because they are dangerous. Rats will kill you with their pee.
They're not.
And so you have to fight.
Rats will
you
kill
have
you with
them.
Their pee.
Yes.
Oh, Lyme
you can
disease.
Get Legionnaires or Lyme's
Lyme,
disease.
Lyme.
I don't think it's Lyme
What's
disease.
Legionnaires?
Lyme disease.
I thought that's
some piss.
Legionnaires is in the air, isn't it?
No.
And rat pee.
I thought it was an air vents and that.
You get it from rat piss.
Elliot?
I'm finding it.
Yeah. Cuff, why is Elliot?
You started
because
it.
He started it.
He's our Jamie.
We found
from
out.
If
why don't we
Joe
just
Rogan,
ask? Just ask
Jamie.
Siri.
There are 4 ways a rat can kill a human.
4 ways a rat can kill.
Do you
a
actually
human.
Want to know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are the 4 ways a rat can kill?
One, it can burn down the house by gnawing on the.
It
oh,
can
electrical
burn
cable,
down
electrical
the house.
Cables.
This is a great article you yeah, found, yeah. Elliot.
Two, it's structural gonna... damage, so just damage.
Just eat away the foundations
away the
of your
foundation,
home.
The, it will
of your happy home.
3 is something called rat bite fever.
Rat bite fever. So those words aren't going to leave her head for a long time.
And then 4 is just and other diseases, one of which is the plague.
The plague. We can
the
get
Black Death.
This house is going to start the Black Death
bubonic
again.
Bubonic plague, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby and Harriet, they got the new... the Black Death.
They just got boils on their faces for a bit. Yeah.
Bobby had to pierce Harriet's boil with this spear. I don't know. I think our boils have went down. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
It's a good Christmas episode, though, so far,
isn't it? Do you think they're going to come back?
No, they're never coming back.
I don't know.
If they do,
know.
I'm not afraid anymore now. I like,
yeah, you
I
got
just,
me as a human shield.
No, I get a golf club and I walk around and I will...
Yeah, he's good in a dressing yeah. gown and a golf club. He goes around and he...
Well, you sob on the couch, helpfully.
Well, look, the most stressful bit was when we had to come back in when we'd left the poison down. And I, in my imagination, I have quite a vivid imagination. And I imagined there was going to
so
be
he's...
just rat, dead rat.
You're very
rats.
Special with your vivid imagination.
And I imagined like a war, like... the Somme or something. There was
yeah,
just going to
yeah,
be
yeah.
dead rats everywhere, like in a kind of position, like
yeah,
you know what I mean. I thought, and then I thought, or they were going to be just like they
angry.
Would own
angry.
The house, angry, and like they now own the house. And so I was like, I can't go back in. I can't.
Yeah, you send Bobby.
I've never yeah, because I hadn't ever seen a rat. I'd heard them and I knew of them and I
knew of them.
I'd
yeah.
tracked them, but I and if I'd never seen one, it doesn't feel real.
You didn't track them.
No, I did because Bobby said, I think we've got mice poo. And I was like, Bobby, that's not mouse shit. That's a rat shit.
That's like the beginning of a film.
Yeah.
Bobby, that ain't no mouse shit. It's rat shit.
It was rat yeah, shit. It was. Yeah. Yeah. So,
Well, good that you're back on your feet.
Back on our feet. Haven't seen a rat. Got over the, when Bobby threw me in front of the rat.
You mentioned that
nearly.
3 times.
Yeah, we're just really over it when we'll be through in front of the rat.
This is what you
you're both really over.
This is yeah. what Harriet does. So she'll pretend she's over something, but then she just brings it up over
yeah,
and
yeah,
over
yeah.
again. Just wait.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Wolf, I want you to say I didn't, or that you regret it, or that you're never.
I don't
do it
regret
again.
It.
Okay, then
it was
that's
your complete
nice.
Lack of effort in the rest of the rat situation that led to me being that panicked.
I have a fear of rats.
Who doesn't? She thinks you think all your worries are so special. Every day you're full of worries and
it's
you think it's so special.
It's because of her vivid imagination.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagination is
wow. Yeah,
so
it's really
vivid.
Tough for her with her vivid
wow.
imagination.
It's
her
really
blood
hard.
Sugar levels, the fact she needs
yeah.
to eat. She needs
yeah.
2 hot meals a day.
It's very
and she needs
hard.
Some soft bags.
One hot meal a day is fine. But
oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's amazing yeah. that you... Everyone has a fear of rats.
Can we put you in a room and give you 2 sandwiches for a day and see what happens?
Oh, I wouldn't try it. I
you'll
wouldn't
just sit
try
down.
It.
You'll sit down and you'll give up.
I'd give up.
If
yeah.
you were on an island, the only food source was rats, what would you do?
I'd die. I'd
so
walk
you're
into the water.
You're on an island. You're on an island.
And then there'd be rats in the water.
Is there
swim.
A rat island? Look it up, Elliot.
Is there an island of rats? There's an
so,
island made of bird
shit. If someone takes me to Rat Island, I'm going to be so mad.
What's the highest rat population in the world? Please, Elliot, please. This is really fun.
New York City, probably, and I've lived there.
No, I want an island. Like, because in Thailand,
there
there's
Monkey
been. Island where they put like 5,000 monkeys in
loads
an island.
Of sailors like brought rats to like islands. That's how.
Why?
Because rats survive on ships in the old days, and they just jump off. That's
then they
how
swim. I've seen it in a cartoon.
That's how the plague started, isn't it?
Fucking sailors. Swimming rats.
So there is a place called Rat Island.
Rat Island, okay.
But all of the rats have been killed by prey.
Great.
What's
great.
The prey?
Owls. Now it's Owl Island.
Completely rat-free.
Well, that's a stupid name.
Best place for you to live now.
Is it in
Rat
Kent?
Island.
I think it's off Russia.
Okay. Sounds like a Kent kind of island.
Oh, yeah, around Alaska, between like Alaska and Russia.
Rat Island.
Wow. Okay. I hope I never go there.
Well, no, there's no rats there.
Oh, I hope I go there.
That's the sad story.
I'm going to show you a sad story that it's based on. It's a true story.
So Bobby chose the last one, didn't he?
So this one is Bobby chose this one.
I didn't choose it. I found it.
This is actually a few in a row. Yeah, that Bobby found this one. He sent it to me. And then actually, I saved it like a week ago. And then last night I was just on the internet and then I found a story and I sent it to Bobby and he said, I sent that to you last week. And then you said, I'm going to say this on the podcast. So it's the same story. Bobby has read it twice.
Yeah. Okay.
So Bobby's aware of it. Okay. Yeah. Oh my God, it's so magical. Okay.
See how Sunil feels about this one.
Are you a fan of the film Elf?
No. Yeah, I do like it. It's good.
I watch it every year. It's such a good film.
Okay.
Elf comes to life as man meets dad for first time dressed as film's wacky star Buddy. There's a picture. He's dressed as...
The elf.
The elf. Well, elf.
Elf.
You don't need to call it the...
Sorry,
it's elf.
Yeah.
Dressed as Buddy.
Meeting his dad for the
elf,
first time.
Meeting his dad for the first time. What a bold outfit. Holding a sign saying dad.
Why did he wear the elf outfit?
So it was a pre-Christmas miracle.
Have you seen the movie Elf?
Yeah, but he planned this.
I guess.
Rather than just like, there's his dad and he's already dressed in the elf outfit.
So this is why. In real life, the meeting inspired by the film happened last week at Boston's Logan Airport. And Doug Henning went full elf for the meeting. Even replicating Buddy's song from the film moment the character missed his long-lost father, Walter, played by James Caan. I'm here with my dad and we never met and he wants me to sing him a song. Henning, 43, of Elliott, Maine, said that he understood if his father thought he was insane, particularly since he hasn't seen the film. Still Henning insisted it was a really good way to break the ice. Lots to talk
of
about
course, yeah,
after
yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
I imagine.
Here's the thing. Even if you've seen the film, in the film, Buddy the Elf is received terribly by his father.
And
he spends the whole film trying to get his father.
His father fucking hates him and thinks he's weird because he is weird. Also, I'm adopted. When you meet like biological relatives, the chances of it going well are really low. Usually, it doesn't work out.
Oh, really?
You might speak a couple times. You don't.
Yeah.
Odds are, it's not going to be a long-lasting bond. That's generally how it goes. Dressing like an elf into that and singing a song like an insane person.
Bringing
in
your full personality to the door.
In the hopes that your father has seen. I mean, he already looked at you once and said, nah, I'm good. Like, he already
no, he
didn't
does say he didn't
once.
Know that he had a son.
You won't. You would say that, though. That's what
is there no
says.
Does he say anything after that? Does the father do anything?
There's
a nice photo of them.
It's a really lovely photo. They look so happy.
So his dad arrived at the airport to meet his long-lost son.
His long lost son was dressed as an elf from a film that would have made sense if you'd seen the film, but then he'd never seen the film.
That's such a risk. That's such a huge risk to take.
I think it's so lovely. His father gave him a big hug. Henning was raised by adoptive parents, but found his biological father through cousins on Ancestry.com. As in the Elf movie, Henning's father had no idea he had a son. Henning is married, but unfortunately for him, not to Zooey Deschanel. That seems rude to his wife.
Wow.
Seems like an unnecessary dig. I don't know. seems unnecessary. I think it's lovely. Unfortunately, we don't know if they saw each other again
that's
after
the thing.
That.
You
that is
know.
The
Christmas,
thing.
Christmas, Christmas time is here. My dad hates me. Give me a beer.
I don't know.
Bobby's got
you
really into
singing
sing depressing Christmas songs.
Oh, you want my
songs.
Christmas song?
We want Bobby's Christmas song.
Okay.
Okay.
You can do it, but I mean, it's not going to make anyone feel happy.
All right. Note to the listeners, I don't really think this is good, and I'm not proud of it. Last Christmas, I oopsie doopsie killed my mom, and the very next day they took her body away. This year, I'm all alone because I gave her something special. COVID. Thank you.
There are more verses. Ellie did a scared clap in the corner. Wow, Bobby. I'm so glad you started singing that again. Song.
I thought it was clever because I've taken the words out of the song and put other words in. And it
he was singing it a lot 2 weeks ago. And then we found out Bobby had COVID.
I didn't have COVID.
We had seen my parents. So then it was wasn't as funny for a while. And then we turned out it didn't have COVID. And then that was,
cool.
it's been a real roller coaster around here. But I guess you guys can eat your donut now.
We can have our donut. And
thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Have a lovely Christmas.
We love you all. Have a happy Christmas. And thanks so much to all our patrons. I was going to say survivors, but subscribers.
Oh, my God.
Subscribers.
Jesus, Harriet.
Subscribers.
Our patron survivors. If you subscribe to Sunil and Harriet's Patreon, you have a better chance of surviving 2021.
But if you wanted to give yourself a Christmas gift, you can join us on there. But yeah, we really appreciate it. And if you can't afford that, we completely understand. If you could share, rate,
you could put this at the beginning of the podcast. Like, you know?
I think we've got the one.
Well, if people have got this far, otherwise, I mean, they're not going to subscribe, are they? So
I don't know about that.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, Bobby, everybody.
And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, Bobby.
It's so nice to
I feel quite full of cheer now, actually.
Yeah, I do after that song.
Yeah, well, no, not after the song particularly, but I think it's like... We got through it, you know? Okay, we're going to go now. Merry Christmas, everybody!
I gave her something special.